March 9, 1926. Creation forms the mute glory of God. How, in creating man, God played a risky game. But it failed, and he has to make up for it. My poor mind was swimming in the endless sea of the divine volition, and my always lovable Jesus made me see the whole creation in act. What order, what harmony, how many different beauties! Each thing carried the seal of an uncreated love that ran to hard creatures, and in descending into the depth of each heart, all things cried out in their mute language, "Love, love the one who so much loves you." I felt a sweet enchantment in seeing a whole creation. Its loving muteness, more than powerful voice, wounded my poor heart, to the point that I felt faint. And my sweet Jesus, sustaining me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, all creation says, glory and adoration to our Creator, love to creatures." So, creation is a mute glory and adoration for us, because no freedom was conceded to it, either to grow, or to decrease. We issued it from ourselves, but we kept it within us, that is, in our will, to sing, though mute, the praises of our power, beauty, magnificence and glory. So, we ourselves sing the praises of our own power, of our glory, of our infinite love, power, goodness, harmony and beauty. Creation gives us nothing by itself. Although, being the outpouring of all our divine being, it serves man as mirror in order to look at and to know his Creator, and it gives to him sublime lessons of order, of harmonies, of sanctity and of love. One can say that the Creator himself, assuming the attitude of divine master, gives as many lessons for as many things as he created, from the greatest to the littlest work which came out of his creative hands. It was not so in creating man. Our love for him was so great as to surpass all the love we had in creation. Therefore we endowed him with reason, memory and will. And placing our will within his, as though on a counter, we wanted him to multiply it, to increase it 100-fold, not for us, who did not need it, but for his own good, that he might not remain like the other created things, mute and fixed in that point at which we issued them, but he might grow ever more in glory, in riches, in love and in the likeness of his Creator. And so that he might find all possible imaginable aids, we gave him our will at his disposal, that he might achieve, with our very power, the good, the growth in the likeness of his Creator that he wanted to acquire. In creating man, our love wanted to play a risky game by placing our things within the little circle of the human will, as though on a counter, our beauty, wisdom, sanctity, love, etc. And our will was to become the guide and the actor of his operating, not only to make him grow in our likeness, but to give him the shape of a little God. Therefore, our sorrow was great in seeing these great goods being rejected by the creature, and for the time being our risky game failed. But, even though it failed, it was always a divine game, which could and had to make up for its failure. Therefore, after many years, my love wanted to gamble again, and it did so with my immaculate mama. In her our game did not fail. It obtained its full effect, and therefore we gave her everything and we entrusted everything to her. Even more, we competed, we in giving, she in receiving. Now, you must know that our love wants to play this risky game with you also, so that you, united with the celestial mama, may let us win the game by allowing us to make up for the failure which the first man, Adam, caused us. And so that our will, restored in its victories, may place its goods in the field once again, which, with so much love, it wants to give to creatures. And just as through the Holy Virgin, because I had made up in my game, I made the Son of Redemption rise in order to save the lost humanity. In the same way, through you, I will make the Son of my will rise again, that it may follow its course in the midst of creatures. This is the reason for so many graces of mine which I pour into you, and for the many knowledges about my will, It is nothing else but my risky game, which I am forming in you. Therefore be attentive, that you may not cause me the greatest sorrow I could receive in the whole history of the world, the failure of my second game. Ah, no, you will not do this to me. My love will be victorious, and my will find its fulfillment. Jesus disappeared, and I remained concerned about what he had told me, though all abandoned in the supreme volition. Jesus alone knows the torment of my soul about everything I am writing, and my great repugnance in putting these things on paper, which I would rather have buried. I felt like fighting against obedience itself, but the fiat of Jesus won, and so I continued to write what I did not want to. Then, my sweet Jesus came back, and seeing me concerned, told me, "My daughter, why do you fear? Do you not want me to play with you? You will put in nothing of your own but the little flame of your will, which I myself gave you in creating you. So, all the risk of my goods will be my own. Do you not want to be the copy of my mama? Therefore, come with me before the divine throne, and there you will find the little flame of the will of the Queen of Heaven at the feet of the Supreme Majesty, which she placed into the divine game. In fact, in order to play, one must always put something of one's own, otherwise the one who wins has nothing to take, and the one who loses has nothing to leave. And since I won in the game with my mama, she lost the little flame of her will. But, happy loss! By having lost her little flame, leaving it as continuous homage at the feet of her Creator, she formed her life in the great divine fire, growing within the sea of the divine goods. And therefore she could obtain the longed-for Redeemer. Now it is your turn to place the little flame of your little will near that of my inseparable mama, so that you too may be formed in the divine fire, and may grow with the reflections of your Creator, in order to find grace before the Supreme Majesty to be able to obtain the longed-for fiat. These two little flames will be seen at the foot of the Supreme Throne for all eternity, having had no life of their own. And one of them obtained redemption, the other the fulfillment of my will, the only purpose of creation, of redemption, and of my return match in the risky game of creating man. In one instant, I found myself before that inaccessible light, and my will, in the shape of a little flame, placed itself near that of my celestial mama to do what it was doing. But who can say what I could see, comprehend and do? I lack the words, and so I stop here. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, I have won the little flame of your will, and you have won mine. Had you not lost yours, you could not have won mine. Now we are both happy, we are both victorious. But, look at the great difference which exists in my will. It is enough to do an act, a prayer, and I love you once, that, taking its place in the supreme volition, that same act, prayer or I love you, remains always in the act of being done, without ever ceasing. In fact, when an act is done in my will, that act is no longer subject to interruption. After it is done once, it is done forever, as if it were continuously being done. The operating of the soul in my will comes to partake in the ways of the divine operating. When it operates, it does always the same act, with no need of repeating it. What will your many I love you's single quote in my will be, always repeating their refrain, I love you, I love you. They will be many wounds for me, and will prepare me to concede the greatest grace, that my will be known, loved and fulfilled. Therefore, in my will, prayers, works, love, enter into the divine order, and one can say that it is I myself who prays, works, loves. And what could I deny to myself? In what would I not delight?